be with you.
And also with you.
If you'd like to be seated. I'd like to say good morning and a very warm welcome to everyone to our service of Holy Communion today. And in our service, we're going to be thinking about the strength of the foolish message of the gospel in a time of war. That's the theme of our service today. You'll have seen on the way in the notices on the screen, but I just want to highlight one or two notices that don't happen every week, just to draw them to your attention. On Wednesday afternoon, our Ladies' Afternoon Friendship Group will be meeting at 2 o'clock in the church hall. And on Thursday evening, our midweek Lenten services continue at 7:30 as we continue our series looking at the subject of discipleship. This Friday afternoon, we're looking forward to welcoming the children of the parish and other friends and children to Messy Church, which is on at 3 o'clock on Friday afternoon. But I also wanted to mention, just to get your attention for a couple of moments, about the situation with regards to Ukraine. And I wanted to mention, I suppose, three strands of the parish's approach to what's happening at the present time. At a meeting of the Select Vestry on Tuesday evening, the Select Vestry made a decision to release £2,500 from our parish funds to assist with the situation in Ukraine. And that has been sent away this week along with collection that has been received through the Bishop's Appeal. And we hope that further money will be released next week. But we wanted to release a capital sum as quickly as possible in order to get to where it would be needed. Also wanted to make people aware that the Select Vestry are looking at the possibility of renting a property that's owned by a parishioner in order to welcome a family from Ukraine here. And over time, that will be an ongoing commitment for us. And the third strand is that, subject to agreement from the RCB, which is the Church Central Authority, we hope to be able to use a room in the rectory, which is a church property, to welcome an individual or a family. There may be other families in the congregation or households who are looking to join the government scheme to welcome refugees from Ukraine. And what we want to do as a vestry is to just make people aware that in due course we may need different things that people might consider clearing away or clearing out. And we just wanted to put it on people's radar that there may come a time when different households might require different things, cutlery, utensils, other things that might be useful to people arriving. So we just wanted people to be aware of that and that it would be in their consciousness as we try to respond as best we can as a church family to the terrible situation that's happening. The other thing I wanted to mention to people, just to bring to their attention, is that in the past couple of days, a statement has been released by the Archbishop of Armagh and the Archbishop of Dublin about using the cup again in Holy Communion. And we're conscious that the archbishops have taken independent scientific advice, and they are advising us that in the current situation, when Holy Communion is usually administered through silver chalices and those chalices are wiped and sterilized, that it is now safe to use the chalice again in Holy Communion. And what we hope to do is to reintroduce this at our Wednesday morning service and then at services thereafter. But we thought that because it was not a lot of notice before today, we will have communion as we have been having during the pandemic through bread only. And then we're conscious that as people return, and again, if there is no pressure on people, if they wish not to receive the common cup, they don't have to. But we also wanted to reintroduce it as again, it's a central, I suppose, aspect of our communion celebrations, to share the common cup together. So we just wanted to make people aware of that. And the notice from the Archbishop has been published on the church website and Facebook page, if you wish to take a look at that. But as we think today about the theme of the message of the gospel in a time of war, our opening hymn is a hymn that speaks of that, as we sing the hymn, "People of God, Arise." We don't have the opening hymn on an overhead, but it is hymn 675 in the red church hymnal, Peace, Perfect Peace. Our service today is the service of Holy Communion. We pray together. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you
and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy on us, and write these your laws in our hearts. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our special collect prayer for today, the third Sunday in Lent. Merciful Lord, grant your people grace to withstand the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and with pure hearts and minds to follow you, the only God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And if you'd like to be seated for our first reading.
The Old Testament lesson is written in the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 55, beginning at the first verse. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why spend money on what is not bread, and your labor on what does not satisfy? Listen, listen to me, and eat what is good, and you will delight in the richest affair. Give ear and come to me. Listen, that you may live. I will make an everlasting covenant with you, my faithful love promised to David. See, I have made him a witness to the peoples, a ruler and commander of the peoples. Surely you will summon nations you know not, and nations you do not know will come running to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord, and he will have mercy on them, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hear the gospel of our Saviour Christ according to St. Luke chapter 13, beginning at the first verse.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Now there were some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish. Or those 18 who died when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no. But unless you repent, you too will all perish." Then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, "For 3 years now I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up the soil?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
We believe in one God.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
During the singing of our next hymn, the children will be leaving us for Sunday school, and we want to wish them well as they go out this morning. We're going to sing together the hymn, "Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me."
Thank you.
If you'd please be seated. This morning in our sermon, we're going to be thinking about the strength of the foolish message of the gospel. And Andy is going to be bringing these thoughts to us through the miracles of technology.
Why do people commit acts of violence and aggression? Too complicated a question for me, but we know that it leads to more aggression. We know that all too often there's tit for tat. What do onlookers do? What are we supposed to do when we see these things? Some people say, well, it's got nothing to do with me. Other people say, I know which side I'm going to join. And others try and open up lines of communication. Meanwhile, aggression still goes on. And the history and the data tells us everything heads in the same direction, escalation. Death toll just simply rises. Until the right phone call is made by the right person. Or until, in desperation, someone surrenders. Even then it's too late, because by that time, houses have been lost, lives have been lost, and we have lines and lines of refugees. We try and justify aggressive actions. We have things like a just war theory. Even the church can hold to. But as far as I can see, it just leads to simply war. We put our greatest brains to thinking about this, and we've had some beautiful examples in the past of peaceful people, but they're written off as hippies, one-offs. God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways your ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than yours. In God's way of doing things, there's time and space for people to talk, even if they disagree, and to do so respectfully. In God's ways, there's housing for everyone. There's education and play for everyone. There's love enough for everyone. Listen to me, eat what is good, delight yourself in rich food. Incline your ear to me and come to me. Listen so you may live. Our God is a God of free abundance who says, just come to me. This is the church's message to the nations. Resolution and restoration is found in God. Now, many in the world and many in the church believe this is just unrealistic, childlike, risky, naive. When Jesus was surrounded by aggressors, he had a particular response. Love God. Love one another. Love your enemies. Now, different factions of his enemies conspired together, ironically, to get rid of his thoughts and his words, and they killed him. But he rose again, alive. And then he carried on talking. Love God, love one another, love your enemies. But he gave those words an eternal ring. Our place here is not to judge any actions of anyone who has been attacked by a larger country. Our place here is to reach out to them. We reach out in love. We reach out financially. We offer them shelter. And we stand alongside them in prayer. Our job is also to reach out to people that we regard as enemy. Our job is to pray for them. Our job is to stand up to them and say, whatever you're trying to get for yourself now, it won't work. God will give you and your people better and more than you imagine. We are a resurrection people with an abundant God. And our message is that the foolishness of God is wiser than human wisdom. And the apparent weakness of our message is stronger than human strength. And God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise and the strong. And we are those foolish things if we believe the gospel.
As we reflect on that message, let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promise through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. So today we pray for your church throughout the world, for this diocese, and for David, our bishop. And we pray particularly this morning for your church's response to the war in Ukraine. We pray that your people would be given generosity, courage, and compassion as they seek out to welcome and to help those affected by this war on both sides. We pray that the church would be a place of hope and leadership in a desperate situation. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we pray today for the nations of the world, particularly those nations at war. Today we pray especially for the Ukrainian city of Mariupol. We pray for all those still trapped in the theater that was bombarded. We pray too for the vulnerable members of the community with no heat or running water or electricity or food. We pray for that aid that is desperately needed to arrive safely. And we pray for all those who are trying to coordinate that effort on the ground. We pray that they would be given energy and wisdom and your divine protection for the dangerous task that they're involved in. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the sick and the poor and those in any kind of trouble. Today we pray particularly for all who struggle with their mental health. We pray for those who feel overwhelmed by their circumstances. We pray for those who struggle with depression, with stress and anxiety. And we pray for the work of psychologists and psychiatrists and community psychiatric nurses. We ask that in their work they would be instruments of your healing and compassion alongside family and friends who seek to offer support. We also pray this morning for those who have been bereaved, as we remember especially today Linda Leonard and her family on the death of her father Harry, whose funeral will take place here next Saturday. We pray also for Joan Gardner on the death of her brother. And we pray for John Blythe on the death of his brother. And Lord, we would ask for your comfort and strength and support to surround these families in their time of great loss. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We want to just take a quiet moment now to bring before God those who are particularly in our thoughts and on our minds as we come to church today. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these, our prayers, for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. We're going to join together to sing our next hymn, a hymn that again prays for the healing of the nations.
Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the remission of sins. Do this in remembrance of me.
Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory.
Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest.
Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ.
We being many are one body, for we all share in one
So we invite you to remain in your seat and to receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, his blood which he shed for you, and remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. Lord our God, you feed us in this life with bread from heaven, the pledge and foreshadowing of future glory. Grant that the working of this sacrament within us may bear fruit in our daily lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
And we pray together, Almighty God.
Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory.
Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Thank you for sharing with us in our service today, whether you're here in the building or whether you have been worshipping at home. And thank you too to Andy for his powerful and relevant thoughts for the situation that we're all facing in these days. Our closing hymn today reminds us of where our hope is found. All my hope on God is founded.